Chapter 54. Carrie stared at Carl Dahl. The bald head, bruised and scabbed over on one side, where he appeared to have been struck with something. The garish makeup. The jagged edge of the bleeding wound in his cheek, moving in and out as he breathed through his mouth. The whites of his eyes were blood red. He was dressed as a woman, in a calf-length brown skirt and low-heeled boots. Behind him, maybe 20 yards behind him and off to his right, was a huge, old, burned-out brick building. Two stories high, charred black, it looked to have been abandoned for a very long time. All the windows were dark, gaping holes. She could see sunlight inside, where sections of the roof had either burned through or fallen in. Carl Dahl meant to drag her inside that building. Carrie pulled back, but he held fast to her arm, his grip tight and hard.
"You don't need to be afraid of me, Carrie," he said calmly. The way he said her name was like the stroke of a lover's hand. She didn't like it.
"You should call me Judge Moore, Carl," she said, her voice almost unrecognizable to her, a dry, hoarse rasping from her aching throat. Her larynx felt the size of a fist. She had wanted to sound strong and calm as she tried to establish herself in his mind as a person to be respected. He smiled and shook his head.
"No, we're past that. You're the only one's been kind to me. You understand them things I did before wasn't bad, really."
Carl Dahl's criminal record showed arrests and time served for a variety of crimes. Criminal trespass, window peeping, indecent exposure, breaking and entering. Nothing violent. No kidnap, no assault, no rape, no... But he was on trial for the brutal murders of a woman and two children from a family who had been nothing but kind to him. Chris Logan's words from Friday afternoon came back to her. "It's an escalating pattern of behavior. That's what these pervs do. They start small and work their way up." He was right. Carrie knew as much about the Carl Dahls of the world as Logan did. The Boston Strangler had started out as a peeping Tom. As a prosecutor, she had been able to knit a defendant's criminal life together that way when preparing for trial, bridging one step up to the next on the criminal evolutionary scale. And she would try like hell to get it all past the presiding judge. Now, she was the judge, and as a judge, she had to adhere to a different standard.
"I don't know very much about you, Carl," she said, her breath hitching in her throat.